Your KLEM News update looks like this. The Clay County Fair at Spencer, often referred to as the world's greatest county fair, begins today and continues through Sunday, September 16th. Jeremy Parsons is the manager for the fair. He says visitors will notice several improvements and renovations done to the fairgrounds and facilities.
I think some highlights the fairgoers are going to notice right away are just the improvements to the grounds. Since 2016, we've invested more than $1.6 million in capital improvements here on the fairgrounds. So this year, fairgoers will get to enjoy a brand new Grandpa's Barn, which is our interactive ag education experience for kids of all ages. And then the whole east end of the fairgrounds has been renovated, new asphalt, a new home for the Northwest Bank stage, new vendors, the new Centennial Plaza, just kind of an overhaul to the east end of our grounds.
With all the rain that fell on Northwest Iowa during last week, many people may wonder about the conditions of the fairgrounds. Parsons says the grounds have dried, offering visitors a good experience.
Yes, we definitely have. We're pretty fortunate here, blessed actually with a tremendous facilities staff. And they have worked very hard to get the grounds back in shape. And our vendors have also cooperated as they've set up their displays and tried to leave the mud to a minimum. But we're just excited, real excited to welcome everybody here to the fair.
Parsons says the Clay County Fair will offer a variety of entertainments at the grandstand as well as at the free stages.
Well, of course, the grandstand kicks off first thing Saturday morning with chuck wagon races. So many activities involving dirt here at the fair, chuck wagon races, auto pulls, tractor auto races and tractor pulls, several concerts for the contemporary Christian fan. Lauren Daigle will be with us. Country fans will enjoy Lee Bryce and the Oak Ridge Boys. Classic rock fans will enjoy Tesla and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And brand new for us, for our youngest fairgoers, Sesame Street Live will be performing on Saturday, September 15th. Of course, that's your grandstand acts. We've got several free events in our outdoor arena, a night of PRCA rodeo, which is free with gate admission, as well as cowboy-mounted shooting, barrel racing, team roping, ranch rodeo, all those type of events, plus all of our seven free stages that have acts going all day long.
The Clay County Fair Manager says there is still time to obtain discounts admission tickets prior to the start of the fair.
Through midnight tonight, advance gate admission is $7, and then once the fair opens tomorrow morning, admission for adults is $10. Completely free parking. It's also free for those fairgoers who are ages 7 and under, $5 for ages 8 to 12. So it's a great family bargain.
The gates officially opened at 8 a.m. today. A sheriff's deputy in Northwest Iowa has been fired over the fatal shooting of a dog. Matt McWilliams reports.
Cherokee County Sheriff's Deputy Alec Wolf was fired this week after video of the incident surfaced on social media. The shooting happened in early August after a report in Cleghorn that a dog had attacked two other dogs, killing one of them. Deputy Wolf had claimed he shot the animal outside of city limits. He was placed on leave days later after a Cleghorn resident reported the dog was actually shot in his yard. He took photos and said the deputy shot the dog 10 times before trying to clean up the scene. Matt McWilliams, Radio Iowa, Spencer.
Well, enrollment is down at Iowa's three public universities, but officials at two of the schools say that the decline is intentional. Overall enrollments at University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and University of Northern Iowa dropped 2.2% this fall to about 79,600 students. The Iowa Board of Regents says that the University of Iowa and Iowa State University want more manageable enrollment levels as officials focus on retaining students and increasing graduation rates. Brent Gage is UI's Associate Vice President of Enrollments Management, and he says the school wants to focus on recruiting top students. Laura Doring is Iowa's Associate Vice President of Enrollment Management and Student Success. She says the school is creating a five-year plan that may limit enrollments between 35,000 and 37,000 students. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.